Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour of today, last half hour of hour number three. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text messages going great, making the show fly by. Haven't even been able to get to Lansing. I know. I promised. I said it was. But this has got me fired up. We're going to go to the boot camp Constitution, U.S. Constitution training on Saturday. This is step one. You need to text me boot camp. You need to come Saturday. Number two, later this year, the radio station will put it on somewhere. Where do you think it would be the best for the listening area? I'm thinking Mackinac City. Maybe I could talk to George Ranville. I don't know if they have a big enough area to teach this there at Beard to Mac. Might have to get a hotel rooms convention center. I'll reach out to Enzo and see if there's a room that we could get to do the training for Robert's Rules of Order and Michigan Constitution. I'm not going to charge anything for it. I just need you guys to get the books. We'll have the books there. You'll be able to buy them. You'll be able to go through it with us. We will teach it. Robert's Rules of Order, as well as the Michigan Constitution. I'm going to get that done before the end of the year. Then we will be armed with vetting candidates, finding candidates to run. Talk to Rick Selva, the chair of the Sheboygan County Republican Party, Tim Tarjeff, the vice chair. He said, Randy, that's the biggest problem we've got. We know we have to replace our sheriff. We know we have to replace our county commissioners. We have to replace our prosecutor. But I can't get people to commit to doing it. Well, some of you, most of you, became precinct delegates. Many of you got involved in the county party politics being a precinct delegate. You got a little bit of taste of dealing with the county party, state party. Maybe you went to state convention. You're starting to understand politics at the local level, which is your county. Well, guess what? It might be time for you to step up and commit to serve your community with all the things you got going on. I understand. We're all busy. But it's time to stand up and put your name on the ballot next year to be a county commissioner in your area. School board member. You don't want to be a county commissioner? You're not ready to jump that far up the ladder? Start with school board. Using Robert's Rules of Order, you'll understand the meeting process. Every time you go into a meeting from now on, after having this Robert's Rules of Order training, you will fully understand exactly what's on that piece of paper. What piece of paper am I talking about? The agenda. It's printed up. It's at every meeting. Every meeting must have an agenda. The agenda is the meeting. How it's going to be conducted, line by line, the items they're going to perform at that public meeting according to the Open Meetings Act. If they're elected, if they're sworn in, they must follow the Open Meetings Act. The agenda is printed, is available for handouts as you enter most of the rooms. That's why you see people sitting there with a sheet of paper in their hands. They're following the agenda. You need to learn how to do that. You need to understand the process by which the meeting is operating under when it comes to new business. We have an item on our agenda to discuss blah, blah, blah. One of the county commissioners probably asked for it to be put on the agenda. Chairman says, I recognize Commissioner so-and-so. You wanted this on the agenda for a reason. I hereby acknowledge you. I give you the floor. Per Robert's Rules of Order, that commissioner now has the floor, has the ability to speak. And if the chair didn't limit him to 1, 2, 3, 5 minutes, he can go and speak as long as he wants. He can talk about an issue. Pickleball courts, the paving of a road, whatever it is. He explains the issue, if he's smart, to the other board members, school board members, county commissioners members, city council members. It doesn't matter. It's the same process. I always talk about process. It's the same process. You explain the issue, and then you close your issue by usually making a motion. So therefore, I make a motion that we pave this road. Another board member must immediately second or support it. Support. Second. Chairman says, Madam Clerk, please take down that the motion was made by board member so-and-so, seconded by board member so-and-so. Now I open as discussion. I'm taking the floor back. I am now opening it up for discussion among us, the board members, not the public. Not the people sitting out in the audience. The peanut gallery does not get to participate in the board meeting. I don't care if it's school board, city council, county commissioner. I don't care. The peanut gallery does not get to talk and participate in the meeting, the business of that board. Discussion is among the members. Well, you know, as Commissioner Jones, you know what? I don't really think we should spend the money on paving that road. I think there's other roads in this area that need to be paved before that one. So when this comes up for a vote, I'm going to be voting against it. And I would ask my fellow members of this board to follow my suit and agree with me that this road he's talking about or she's talking about isn't a high enough priority. We need to reprioritize the list of the roads that are bad in this area, and we need to fix those in the order of worst condition down to the ones that are lower priority, which is one of this particular road he's talking about. Duly noted. That's what the chairman would say. Is there anybody else that would like to make a comment, discussion? Okay, hearing none, I move for a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, read the roll. Or they do it by raising of hands or voice vote or whatever. I'd like them to be a roll call vote so I know exactly who voted for it and who voted against it. I hate voice votes. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Point of order? Yes, member so-and-so, you're recognized. I'm giving you the floor. I respectfully request a roll call vote on this motion. Anybody have a problem with that? Okay. Madam Clerk, call the roll. Commissioner A, Commissioner B, Commissioner C, Commissioner D. You go right through, you get them on a record as to who voted for it, who voted against it. Now that information that I just described goes into the minutes by the clerk as exactly how it happened. And you know the best way to take minutes for a meeting? Videotape. Cops are wearing body cams. Why is it we don't have video of every single public meeting that happens in the state of Michigan? Well, we don't do it. Well, we haven't spent the money on a video camera sound system. Sound system sucks at the Onaway School Board. You guys need a new sound system and you need video cameras, professional cameras, that will go directly to the board's website. If you don't have that technology, call Jonathan Deke, the computer geek. He's had major training in all this. He can set you guys up. I don't care what municipality you are, city, township, village, county, school board, call Jonathan, and he will get you hooked up. because then you don't have to rely on a clerk like Cheryl Guy who leaves things out of her minutes on purpose, especially when it pertains to her incompetency as clerk of running the 2020 election. Saw it with my own eyes. Went to the next meeting. Her minutes omitted half of the comments and discussions by my Antrim County commissioners. Then the very first item, usually folks on the agenda, approved the minutes from last meeting. Did you know that once they approved the minutes, that's exactly what happened at that meeting? Do you know that? When they approved minutes from the previous month's meeting, that's what actually happened at that meeting. Well, no, that's not true. She left out all this discussion between Antrim County Commissioner Christian Marcus questioning Cheryl Guy, where Cheryl Guy said, that's right, I did it. I'm the one that deleted the records on election day. I did it. I cleaned out the machine completely because we were getting ready to canvass on Thursday after the Tuesday election, and we were going to manually install all the numbers from the tabulator tapes of all 15 townships, 3 cities, and 2 villages in Antrim County. I did it. Well, he got her in the heat of the moment to say that. And did her minutes reflect that conversation? No, it did not. So at the next monthly meeting, when they approved the minutes, all of that testimony, all of that discussion, all of that bantering back and forth, when Kristen Marcus had the guts to push her, do you remember the movie A Few Good Men? Do you remember Tom Cruise questioning Jack Nicholson? Answer my question, sir. I don't think you deserve an answer. I believe I do. You dang right I did! He got him to do exactly what Kristen Marcus got Cheryl Guy to do. There's only one difference in the movie. The judge and the jury heard it. And they arrested Jack Nicholson. You need me on that wall! You want me on that wall! Oh man, that was the best scene in movie history ever. We got text messages. We're coming back. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words BOOT CAMP to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Tuning in late, Kristen Marcus said, I turned on my radio to hear my name mentioned, laugh out loud. I actually had to fight my own Antrim County Board of Commissioners to try to get her statement into the minutes. It did not pass. Even went to our attorney. You basically just said it. It depends on your board's rules or standard practice. Matt DiPerno submitted that exchange, and it was not allowed as being admissible. You have the video snippet of it. I used it in my lawsuit against Cheryl Guy for her bond, and the judge didn't allow it there either. You got to ask yourself a very simple question. Why? Why did Kevin Elsenheimer not allow the forensic audit report to be heard in a courtroom by a jury of our peers for William Bill Bailey? Which would have changed the Michigan's elections outcome. Why did the appellate court not allow it? See, you have to understand something, folks. They know that we know what they're up to. And they were caught. And they don't want that evidence to ever see the light of day. Well, you know who may have legally screwed up? Because of her overzealousness to go after the 16 Trump electors, Attorney General Dana Nessel. In prosecuting them with criminal charges, they now have the ability to put up a legal defense. At the time that you signed the alternate slate for the electors to be awarded to Donald Trump, did you, Michonne Maddox, John Haggard, and others, Marion Sheridan, did you truly believe that the election was rigged and that Donald Trump truly won the state of Michigan on November 8, 2020's general election against Joe Biden? Yes, I did. What did you base that belief on? At the time you signed that certificate, that affidavit of electors, what were you basing that belief on? The forensic audit report performed by Russell Ramslin in Cheryl Guy's office in Bel Air, Michigan, Antrim County, that was done on December 6th of 2020. The unredacted report showed clearly that there was tampering that happened in Antrim County's machine, and I believe it happened in Wayne County, it happened in Kent County, it happened in counties across the entire state, and I firmly believe that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden. Joe Biden did not win by 154,188 votes. I believe Donald Trump won by more than 180,000. Based on that report, Your Honor, members of the jury, I'd like to present to you the unredacted forensic audit report produced by Russell Ramslin. I'd like you to take it into consideration when you go in deliberations against my client. I asked you to read this forensic report. It's only 23 pages long. And it shows exactly what my client believed to be the truth as to what happened in that election. That's exactly why they signed the alternative affidavit of electors to be awarded to Donald J. Trump and not Joe Biden, submitted to Mike Pence for his consideration on January 6th of 2021. Dana Nessel just opened the door for that forensic audit report to be presented in court in a criminal defense case. You know what's going to happen? She knows that what I just said is exactly what the attorney's going to do for John Haggard, Michonne Maddock, Maren Sheridan, and all the other people. And she's going to drop the charges before the case ever goes to trial. Mark my words, folks, it's coming. Dave Agerman's got a good question. Let's go back to Dave Agerman. Where's Dave? There he is. Can agendas be changed during a meeting with a majority vote? It depends on the chairman. See, one thing you're going to learn in Robert's Rules of Order training is the chairman is the dictator of the meeting. He has the gavel. If they put it on the agenda to discuss amending the agenda, then it can be done because the chairman approved the agenda before it went out. But if the agenda is printed, if the agenda has been sent out, if the commissioners have gotten their package within 72 hours prior to the meeting and it's posted on the website as to what the agenda is, it can only be amended if the chair allows it. If a radical progressive communist chairman of Emmett County Board of Commissioners wants to amend the agenda, the chairman doesn't have to allow it unless he's a rookie chairman and doesn't understand Robert's Rules of Order. That's going to be one of my topics I'm going to be teaching in that class. Good question. Thank you, sir. If the chairman allows it, you can make a motion to amend the agenda. Somebody must then support it or second it. You must have discussion, and then you have to vote on the motion to amend the agenda. It is a complete process that must take place on every single action of that board's meeting. It is a process that must be followed. And you can't start another motion or consider other business until you actually take a vote. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, there's a motion on the floor that's been supported or seconded. We have been discussing it. We never took the vote. We can't move on until we vote on the motion currently on the floor. It is a process. And you need to know the process. You need to know the constitutions of the United States this Saturday at boot camp. And then later this year, Michigan Constitution and Robert's Rules of Order. We're going to do it. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM WC. It's White Sheboygan. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating